As we draw dangerously close to Lifetime podcast number 300, I want to talk about quarterback rankings today and how I started to do my own and then I stopped because I saw something else that might be more unique since you can get quarterback rankings various different places. I thought we could have a more creative conversation about who's under center as we look ahead to the start of the 2024 NFL season. For a group of teams that feel they can contend. Let's just put it like that. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, longtime supporters of my podcast and Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Brandon Legal Group reminds you that permanent alimony is no longer the law in the state of Florida and hasn't been the law since June 30th of 2023. So men, if you are a resident of the state of Florida and you continue by law to pay permanent alimony, the law works in your favor now. And every day you wait, you spend money that you likely do not need to spend going forward. Your payments can be reduced or alleviated or eliminated altogether. Brandon Legal Group can help. For a free consult, visit brandonlegalgroup.com or call 813-902-3576. Florida residents, men paying permanent alimony, stop doing that. It has not been the law for nearly a year now. The Downs Golf Practice Facility on the south edge of Tampa Bay Downs property, once again this year, has very popular, affordable junior golf summer camps. These are for ages 6 through 13. And I know it may sound odd for me to do endorsements for kids' camps because I have no kids. My tournaments are for adults only. But I've been around these camps for many, many years. I know the people that have built and operate these camps. I have dated women who have put their boys in these camps. The camps are not just for boys. They are for boys and girls ages 6 through 13. I see what the people at these camps do. I see the reaction of the kids. It's a really good operation. The camps are Monday through Thursday at the Downs Golf Practice Facility from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. There are multiple dates for the camps: the week of June 3rd, the week of June 10th, the week of June 17th, the week of June 24th. There are also 4 weeks in July, the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th, and the last camp is August 5th through August 8th. Sign up is required. Cost is $150 per week. Snacks and drinks provided all week long. There's a pizza party and prizes and awards on Thursday to wrap each camp. Visit TampaBayDowns.com/golf, TampaBayDowns.com/golf, or Eventbrite.com to sign up for the Downs Golf Practice Facility Junior Golf Summer Camps. Someone actually asked me via my toddwrightgolf@gmail.com if I gave kids golf lessons. I have no idea. The person didn't say who they were. The person didn't say why they were asking me other than an inquiry, and I sent them all the information on the camps. toddwrightgolf@gmail.com for your golf questions. Anything not golf related, write.todd@yahoo.com. So, quarterback rankings. Pro Football Talk is going to start doing them. They're going to be a talking point now that we know most of the rosters, most of who is expected to be under center until further notice, competition-wise, injury-wise, something else, for the upcoming National Football League season. It's one of these things that people talk about to fill the gap. Now that we've done free agency, we've done the draft, we've done the schedule, we've got to get to training camp to have other tangible things to talk about. So I saw various quarterback rankings, and I know the Sims quarterback rankings, Pro Football Talk are coming. You can do your own as well. And I said, well, why don't I do mine? I know one of the requests for years of my fantasy football podcast has been me ranking players each week, and I don't do it. I just talk about who I like and why, who I don't like and why. And that has served me well. It's also a lot less work. One set of quarterback rankings now is not a lot of work. So I started to do it, and then I'm going to tell you why I didn't finish. I took who is expected to be under center as of right now. Minnesota is kind of a dart throw. I just put McCarthy in there because that's who they're going to want to go with. If he's at all good in camp, the organization is going to say, yeah, you go, and not waste their time on this one-year deal with the former backup of the 49ers and failed top draft pick with the Jets, who may or may not be able to play. We don't know at this point. Maybe the Jets were his problem. The Niners seemed to like him a lot and felt a lot more comfortable with him backing up Brock Purdy than they did Trey Lance and others the previous year. Point being, so I took the expected starters, yes, Cousins, not Penix, of all 32 National Football League teams, and I just started writing them down. And so when, you know, I got to Mahomes, I threw him at the top of my piece of paper. And when I got to Bryce Young, I put him at the bottom of my piece of paper. And once I got done with all 32 teams, it wasn't necessarily a ranking. It was more, we'll put this guy up here and put this guy down here, and we'll figure out the rest later. And then I stopped, and I actually was watching Reacher on Amazon Prime, and then I went to bed. And I woke up this morning, and I said, clearly there's some separation here. In my opinion, there's a bottom. There's a bottom six just above that, and then four just above that. So what is that? That's 16. So that's half the NFL to me. You draw a line and you say, okay, these are the bottom 16. The four that were just outside the top half, to me, were Tua, Trevor, Kyler, and Watson. That could change this year. If Tua actually makes the Dolphins look like a team that can win playoff games and a Super Bowl contender, and not in September and October, but late in the season and in the playoffs when it matters, that changes. Trevor Lawrence is at a crossroads year. The Jaguars are at a crossroads year. He had a horrible 2023, and some of you may be saying, no, he's definitely in the top half of the NFL. Okay, when I give you the list, tell me who you take out to put Trevor Lawrence in there, because I haven't seen it. Sure, they came back from 27-0 against a Brandon Staley miscoached team and then lost in the playoffs in Kansas City the next week, and for a follow-up last year, they failed miserably, and a lot of that is on Lawrence. Kyler Murray makes a lot of money, and I think we all wonder why. And he is coming off a devastating injury, and the Cardinals did compete and play hard last year, but short of that, what do they really have going? Do the Cardinals regret making him the number one pick? Sure, he can run around, he can make people miss, and he can throw big Hail Marys to DeAndre Hopkins, and now he has Marvin Harrison. But I don't think that does enough for me. And then there's Deshaun Watson, who makes all this money, although I keep hearing from people like Florio, the Browns can get away from this Watson deal after this year if they want to, and just say, you know what, we made a mistake, and the rest of the team is good enough to go on beyond him. Whether we built it around him or we built it in spite of him, Deshaun Watson's not our guy, and that was a mistake. So I think those are like somewhere between 17 and 20, however you want to rank them. Then you get to six, who we don't know what Caleb Williams is going to do, but let's give him the benefit of the doubt that he's the best of the rookie quarterbacks. We still don't know what Anthony Richardson is going to do because he played so recklessly in, what, 2-3 games last year, and we never got to see him again. And we need to see more. And then you have four veterans who, one's been bouncing around, one made one big free agent move, and the other two have been one play. Actually, another one bouncing around. I don't know what to make of Geno Smith, Daniel Jones, Gardner Minshew, and Derek Carr. They probably don't do a lot for you the way they don't do a lot for me. Geno had a very good year in 2023 and not so much in 2024. Some would say that's because Dave Canales left. Now there's an entire new, there's a new offensive coordinator, there's a new head coach, and the Seahawks can get away from the Geno Smith extension after this year. Minshew's with a new team. That's what, team number four for him. Always looks like a great backup. Doesn't look like much of a starter to me. Daniel Jones seems to be by default for now with the Giants, although he won a playoff game the year before, and Carr just never looked the part to me. I don't know why New Orleans paid him. And then the bottom six are mostly, well, they're all first or second year guys where we wait and see what they do. Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Will Levis, Bo Nix, McCarthy, and Bryce Young. I think they're on the bottom. The top three to me are pretty clear, and it's three. It's not four. It's not five. It's not six. It's not seven or eight. It's three. To me, the three premium quarterbacks in the National Football League are Mahomes, and then there's a gap. And then choose between Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. I could go either way. You take whoever you want, I'll take the other guy. Seriously. And if you give me first choice, they're about even. I'm not saying it's a coin flip. One's been to a Super Bowl. That one has also been more injured recently. One has had the benefit of very good offensive coaching. The other has not had an offensive head coach in his entire NFL career. But to me, they're the top three. Some of you would say, well, where is, we're going to get to that. These are my rankings. So we have that top three. Then I gave you 16, like the bottom half of the NFL, which means I stopped the rankings when I saw this sort of big collection of 13 significant starting quarterbacks between the top three and the bottom 16. And I think you could go in a lot of ways where you would rank these. But instead, let's just talk about those 13 and where they are. And then I'll talk about why they're in this group. And I think they are closer to each other than they are to the bottom 16 or the top three. So just the way I wrote them down, this is not a ranking. Stafford, Purdy, Hurts, Jackson, Rodgers, Goff, Wilson, Stroud, Herbert, Prescott, Love, Mayfield, Cousins. This is not a ranking. That's the group of 13. Stafford most recently won a Super Bowl, just like I mentioned Burrow. Some think Stafford is near the end. Well, yeah, we felt that way a year ago. And what'd he do? Lit it up. Was as good as just about anybody at the end of last season. Got a new weapon in Puka Nacua. Got a new running back weapon. Potentially drafted another one in Corum. McVay seems re-energized after nearly walking away. Yeah, I think Stafford is brittle. I think he's one hit away from missing the rest of the season, and maybe that's the end of his career. But quarterbacks go down. Cousins went down last year. Rodgers went down last year. Watson seems to have multiple issues. Stafford can still play. So that's why, to me, he's in this group of 13. Brock Purdy may be real good, but when the Niners needed him to make plays to win the Super Bowl, he didn't do it. Maybe it's too much to ask yet. These are the same plays Josh Allen doesn't make to beat Patrick Mahomes either. So Purdy's not alone. But I couldn't put Purdy with Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow. Not yet. If Purdy becomes the first quarterback to lose a Super Bowl to get back to a Super Bowl since Jim Kelly did it, yeah, that's how long it's been, then, yeah, I think he deserves to be with those other three guys. And depending on what Burrow and Allen does, maybe Purdy moves up a little bit. So we put Purdy, it's a good group to be in. Clearly, he does a lot of very good things. Product of the system, manages game, who gives a shit? He is on the team to beat in the NFC. He is their signal caller. They seem very comfortable with an offensive-minded coach using him. I think more of the Niners' problems are Kyle Shanahan in big games than Brock Purdy. Jalen Hurts got the Eagles to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and then at some point last year, and granted the Eagles won a lot of games, and even their fans sort of said, yeah, it's not the same. Well, it wasn't the same. So now they've got new coordinators who they feel are more capable than the previous coordinators that replaced the previous ones that were pretty damn good that went on to be head coaches. I do believe in Jalen Hurts. A.J. Brown's still there. Devontae Smith is still there. They continue to rotate running backs. They've got Hall of Famers on that offensive line. They beefed up their defense, especially drafting a couple of guys to run around and ball hawk in that secondary. I believe in Jalen Hurts. I think he's in this group. I don't think he deserves to be with Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow yet. And how healthy was he last year? He looked like he played about as injured as any quarterback in the NFL. All right, so here's Lamar. And I know for most of you, Lamar deserves to be up there with Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow. And I'm going to ask you this. Why? Because he's highly paid. So is Kyler. So is Deshaun Watson. So is Daniel Jones, although a shorter-term deal, okay? So is Kirk Cousins. There are a lot of highly paid quarterbacks. Next. Well, Lamar's an MVP. Eh. Connor McDavid wins a lot of MVPs, too. Does he have any championships? Has he gotten close? I mean, really close? Has Lamar gotten close? Lamar's 2-4 in playoff games. Did you come away from that AFC title game against the Chiefs last year and say, wow, the Ravens lost, but Lamar was great? No, you didn't. Look at how many straight games the Ravens lose when they're down double digits at halftime. If Lamar is so good, why do they have this streak? Why can't he bring a team from behind? Good quarterbacks give their team a chance and often win games in the fourth quarter or OT. He's not doing that. If nothing else, and I bring this up a lot, the Ravens blow more double-digit leads than just about anybody. So if Lamar can't manage a game from a double-digit lead and can't bring the Ravens back from double digits in the second half, what's the point? Oh, what a great athlete. Okay. Two playoff wins. We get to Aaron Rodgers, who, since winning Super Bowl 45, is a sub-500 postseason quarterback. He's gotten there a lot, lost more than he's won. He looks old to me. He acts old to me. To me, the Jets' move to get him was very, very desperate. No one could predict that he would go down four snaps in. I hear from people that have ruptured their Achilles, it's only a matter of time before you rupture another one. So that's not good for Aaron. It's not good for Kirk Cousins, especially at Kirk's age. I'm Kirk's more Aaron's age than Kirk's. We'll get to Kirk Cousins more. I don't believe in Aaron Rodgers. The Jets never win anything of significance. And Rodgers only did it once. And it's 14 years ago. He's had a lot of spectacular moments in regular season games. And he has won his share of playoff games. But again, since winning Super Bowl 45, he's under 500 in the postseason. And that was with a different organization, not one that, as Dan Le Batard, my former college floor mate, pointed out recently on his radio show. The Jets are in fifth place in the AFC East in division titles. Fifth. In a division with four teams that has had four teams for a long time, they are fifth. The Colts have more AFC titles than the Jets. I don't think an old Aaron Rodgers, this Aaron Rodgers, can do big things there. I like Jared Goff a lot. People in the D like Jared Goff a lot. The players in Detroit like Jared Goff a lot. If I had to point one finger at why the Lions fell short last year of going to their first Super Bowl, it's not in Jared Goff. No, it's their head coach. Great. Well, that's how we got there. Yeah, and it's how you lost. At some point, for those of you who know this, at some point, you don't wave the helicopter off. You get on it if you want to survive. I don't know that Dan Campbell can learn that. I think this group is overconfident. But Goff getting paid made sense to me. He's been to a Super Bowl with McVay, done a lot in Detroit. That's an it team. People talk about Cousins being a facilitator. Goff looks like a pretty damn good facilitator to me. And the modern quarterback generally uses his legs. Goff doesn't. But Goff gets it done. It's a good fit. It works. Russell Wilson is next. And, you know, he's on this one-year minimum deal while he cashes the check from Denver, which I believe he's going to keep cashing for a while. It's just he chose to do a one-year deal in Pittsburgh. He doesn't have a deal beyond this year, neither does Fields. So Pittsburgh quarterback room could be different again next year. Wilson is 10 years removed from going to a Super Bowl. He's 11 years removed from winning one. There were times his numbers last year weren't bad. They were good. Let's just say good. He got off to a bad start in Denver, and it never seemed to cleanse. In Pittsburgh, granted, the Arthur Smith fit is odd to me. I even think back to when he was an OC in Tennessee, and it was all, you know, it was Derrick Henry. It's not like Tannehill did that much, in my opinion. And they didn't win big. They got close that one year against the Chiefs, but they didn't win big. With a head coach who has a huge ego in Vrabel. So Wilson's near the end. We're going to see Russell Wilson quarterback in the playoffs. He makes some bad decisions. He's still very capable. Would I put him at the top of this group of 13? No way. But if you're going to offer me for this season, again, why he's not in the bottom 16, you offer me Russell Wilson or Tua this year, I'll take Wilson. You offer me Russell Wilson or Trevor this year, I'll take Russell Wilson. You offer me Russell Wilson or Kyler this year, I'll take Russell Wilson. You offer me Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson, I'll take Russell Wilson. Also, Russell rarely misses games. Missed some on his way out the door in Seattle, but he's going to play. He's going to give you what he has. CJ Stroud, about better than anyone expected, maybe as good as CJ expected in 2023. I've totally come around on him. I had him all wrong. Hey, I had Mahomes wrong too. I admit when I'm wrong. But I can't say Stroud is with Mahomes, Allen, and Burrow yet. Can't. Much like you can't say it about Purdy. You can't put him there yet. I do believe in C.J. Stroud. Now there are expectations in Houston. A lot of guys got paid. Not Stroud yet, because they're taking advantage of that window before they have to pay C.J. on his second deal. I'm a big believer. I'm also a believer in Justin Herbert, and it seems like more and more people are not, especially who have watched Herbert as Charger fans. Maybe it's just because they're jaded, because the Chargers are kind of a West Coast version of the Jets, and they didn't even win their trip to the Super Bowl, where they just don't know good football because they've rarely played good football. And now they have this kid, and he quote-unquote has all the tools, and he just, it doesn't click. It doesn't happen. Well, now he's got Jim Harbaugh. So it's either going to happen, or he doesn't have it. Because this is it. Yeah, this is it. We're going to know. We're going to know pretty damn fast. So he's in this group. This could go either way. Herbert is about to lead the Chargers on a run to do what Burrow and the Bengals and Allen and the Bills have been doing or trying to do against Mahomes and the Chiefs, or Harbaugh is going to get somebody else. And someone else will take Herbert. I read in Jimmy Johnson's book recently, when Jimmy was giving advice on what the Lions should do with the third overall pick the year that Herbert was there. And the Lions, what, still had Matt Stafford at the time, and that was right around the Matt Stafford trade involving Goff. It wasn't like quarterback was considered a need. And Jimmy Johnson said, don't take Jeff Okuda, which didn't work out. Take Justin Herbert. If you're not going to play him, trade him. So the more I read that from Jimmy, the more I think that's what the Falcons are doing here with Penix. As long as Cousins does what they are paying him to do, they will trade Michael Penix. And they will trade him next year, somewhere near the end, after the season, free agency, or leading up to the draft. Because there will be quarterback needy teams next year that will trade multiple picks to get Michael Penix. Dak Prescott, Dallas could be one of them. I like that Dallas is basically saying, I don't think it's going to work, but I like at least with the approach to Dak. Dak, we're paying you a lot of money to play quarterback this year. Go play. And then we're going to decide what we're going to do. And I know you have options, but so do we. So let's do this. I don't think Dallas running it back is going to work. Bringing back Zeke just sort of adds to the questions. I think this is going to go bad. And then Dak's got to decide, all right, do I still want to be here? Or do I want to get paid and go somewhere else? Would I take less to stay? Dallas might not want him to stay. Kind of like Minnesota didn't want Kirk Cousins to stay. Minnesota management. Dak, two playoff wins. And horrible first halves. Go look. Go look at first half offensive possessions in Dak Prescott's seven playoff games. And other than the first half against the Bucks in Tom Brady's last game, where Dak went three and out the first two possessions, other than that game, look how bad Dak's first half offensive production is. Not ready to play on the big stage. Putting his team behind. Rather than leading them and saying, follow me. Prescott just doesn't strike me as a big game player. Same with Lamar. Jordan Love. Some are already saying Jordan Love's the best quarterback in the NFC. I can't do that. Sure, he finished last year so good, just like Stafford did. But just a month before he finished last year so good, he was really bad. That's a young team. This is a young quarterback. This could still go any number of ways. In the end, I think it's going to go well, but I'm not willing to push him and up and say that's the best quarterback in the NFC or that's one of the top five quarterbacks in football. I might say it next year, but I want to see more consistency, more growth, just more. I want to see more. And the last, and then Baker Mayfield. Yeah, I'm bringing up Baker Mayfield and Cousins are the last two names. It doesn't mean Mayfield's at the bottom of this list. It doesn't. Mayfield has as many playoff wins as Lamar Jackson and Dak Prescott, and he's done it with two different franchises. And the playoff wins were kind of less expected than when you analyze the playoff wins Lamar had and the playoff wins Dak had. Mayfield replaced Tom Brady. It's not an easy thing to do. Mayfield bet on himself and won. He finally looks coachable. He finally looks mature. A great story I was told from his swagger days in Cleveland when it wasn't going well was a Hall of Fame tackle, Joe Thomas, pulled him inside and said, "Look, I get this is who you are. But when you're not winning, this doesn't look good. Because when you win, you can do all the Mahomes stuff, right? You can. You can act however you want. But when you're not winning, it doesn't connect." Now he's winning more, and there's more of a quiet swagger with Mayfield. He's a father now. Finally has some roots on what is essentially a two-year deal. So no, I don't think Mayfield's near the bottom of this group. What are people I would take Mayfield over in this group right now? I'd take Mayfield over Dak. I'd take Mayfield over Wilson. I'd take Mayfield over Rodgers. That's just three examples. I take Mayfield over Cousins, who's the last name I'm going to mention. It's hard to compare Mayfield to some of the kid quarterbacks, although he's not that old. But he does it kind of his own way. And then there's Kirk Cousins, highest paid in free agency this year, and then the Falcons draft Penix. A lot to work with in Atlanta. It's either the beginning of something good for Kirk Cousins, finally, a very smart, likable guy who's made a ton of money in his career, or this is the beginning and the end. And I'm not sure what it is. So that's the group of 13 between the top three and the bottom half of the league, in my opinion. What do you think? Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by the Downs Golf Practice Facility at Tampa Bay Downs and Brandon Legal Group. Thanks for listening.